HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion Story. This week on She Slays, we have with us Mrs. Neetu Wadhwa. Neetu was diagnosed in 2009 with scleroderma, which is a chronic rheumatic condition. Her symptoms were visible from 2006 and her diagnosis journey was full of trials, resulting in multiple doctor visits with varying symptoms starting with acid reflux, breathing issues, joint pains, swelling in fingers and blue fingers. Her chronic disease had no cure and hence she had to manage the symptoms effectively with medical intervention. With adequate medical attention and effective lifestyle changes, today she has emerged as a triumphant hero who is challenging her diagnosis and the limitations it comes with. So come, let's listen to this fighter's story.
I am Neetu Wadhwa. I live in Delhi NCR region. I was diagnosed in 2009, but symptoms were visible from 2006. My diagnosis journey was full of trials, multiple doctor visits, with varying symptoms starting from GI issues, acid reflux issues, breathing issues, joint pains, swelling in fingers and blue fingers, to name a few. Since no doctor could correlate all the symptoms, I was told by one doctor that I might have started having mental health issues since nothing seems wrong with me and I was just overreacting to small things. I had to suffer the loss of job too during that time, as it was getting challenging for me to manage my symptoms effectively with my job. But finally, after lots of hardships, trauma and pains, in 2009, and after the intervention of my family physician, things came into perspective. I was asked to undergo scleroderma tests. I was referred to a rheumatologist to start my treatment, and my scleroderma journey started from there. Now let's understand what is scleroderma. Scleroderma is a chronic rheumatic condition. You may say it's an extension of rheumatoid arthritis, which is called gathiya in Hindi, which has no cure, but it can be managed well with the timely intervention of specialist. You might have to consult multiple doctors to manage your condition depending on your symptoms. It affects your skin, joints, muscular system, lungs, heart and kidney. The treatment options available are all symptomatic, meaning medicines will be given to manage the symptoms, but no cure has come up for this till date. So, a lot of patience is required to manage this disease, since every day you might wake up with a new symptom, or one day you are alright and the next day not even able to get out of the bed also. This actually means we have to deal with the uncertainty on a daily basis. Plans don't get materialized, things are put on hold, etc. in situations like that. You might have to hold on to the life's important decisions too at times. When I was diagnosed, it was firstly a sign of relief, since there was an indication for quite some time that something is not right with me. After that, there was numbness, as we had heard the name of the disease for the very first time. No one around us, in our friend circle or in our family, knew what it entails or what it calls for. The information available on the internet was overwhelming and not India specific. So there was no clue how it's going to affect my life in real terms. The only indication that it is something serious was, since my doctor suggested a line of treatment that would have changed the course of my life, but we did not opt for that treatment at that particular point in time, since we did not realize how progressive my disease was, since it was all very, very new to us. Over the period of time, my disease progression increased, which actually resulted in limiting the circle of my life and activities smaller and smaller. I had to leave my job, leave the prospects of having a blissful married life, since my disease did not leave those choices open to me. I had to visit multiple medical practitioners, namely general practitioner, rheumatologist, pulmonologist, cardiologist, physiotherapist, vascular surgeon, eye specialist, dentist, and an ENT specialist to manage my condition. All this resulted in increasing medical expenses with additional burden of depression bouts, anxiety, etc. with no help from government schemes, since this kind of illness is invisible illness and neither disability nor any medical insurance covers this. I would say I am blessed that I got good and compassionate doctors ever since the beginning of my scleroderma journey. My first rheumatologist made it a point to meet my parents and counsel them as much as he could. His words still ring in my ears. He told my parents, "This disease is not due to anything this girl has done or not done in her life. Also, this disease is not due to anything you as parents have done or not done with her life." These statements were liberating and at the same time suggest patients and their families look for scientific explanations rather than blaming random things in life for our circumstances and situations. It was no doubt very difficult for my parents and family to come to terms with this disease, which gradually happened over the years as I lost my mobility. I transitioned myself from an independent working woman to a dependent patient who would work from home at times only when my health supported and in between my doctor's appointments and other activities to take care of myself on a daily basis. The first challenge which is faced on a daily basis is I have to be healthy enough to take care of my health, since there are so many complex issues which can arise related to muscular or body pains, nerve pains, blood circulation issues leading to pain and gangrene in extreme cases, gastrointestinal issues, breathlessness because of lung complications, heart palpitations due to pressure on heart, to name a few, which is a full-time job in itself. I can't do any heavy work, can't work for more than 30 minutes at max, like cooking in the kitchen. I used to cook, invite and entertain. I would go out, I would drive, all of which has stopped. Walking few steps is painful, even with carrying oxygen, which simply means I need help for managing my daily life now. Another challenge that I have faced is regarding work life. When I was diagnosed, I was working full-time. Over the period of 12 years, I have worked on and off for a few years, making health my priority. Now I work a few hours every day for the NGO which I am heading. It's very difficult to take care of your family and people you love when you yourself need a lot of support from people around you. There have been multiple incidents after my diagnosis where I completely felt like giving up. The last time it happened was around 3 years back when my pulmonary arterial hypertension became pretty severe and I had to be put on oxygen therapy and was asked to be on complete bed rest. Oxygen therapy is actually putting the patient on oxygen support round the clock. The person has to use oxygen machines or cylinders to manage their breathlessness, and even getting up from bed and going to washroom feels like an impossible task. I was in bed for almost a year with my new medicine regime and oxygen therapy, but things were not comfortable for me even then. I was into hospital twice to manage my breathing issues. That was the time when the thought of leaving everything and just bidding goodbye to everyone crossed my mind, since simple thing like breathing, which is as natural as it can be and which all of us take for granted, can be so painful. No one realizes. We are bound at home. We can't move out of our homes without our oxygen cylinder. We can't walk for more than a few steps. All these things make you realize how we, as human beings, take our life and health for granted. By God's grace, my family is quite supportive, starting from the diagnosis till date. Earlier, it was difficult for them to understand, like why I am missing family gatherings and why I don't come out of my room and greet people sometimes. Gradually, they tried to pick up threads and started understanding the uncertainty of this disease. They might not exactly understand the complications, but seeing me in medical emergencies and in extreme pain, they try to support in every possible manner. In the past 12 years, they have given me enough support, strength and resources to fight this disease, and it's only because of them I am able to start a support group and now this NGO to help patients of scleroderma across India. Not many of my friends know about my exact medical condition. A few know that I have severe lung complications, due to which I am at home mostly. And only a couple of them know my exact state. They are the ones with whom I look forward to speak and spend time together. Ever since I am on oxygen round the clock and with restricted movement, they are the light of sunshine in my restricted life, since they take out time to come visit me and don't mind driving for hours on one side just to see me smile. Every day is a new learning with any autoimmune disease. With scleroderma, uncertainty becomes part of your life. This condition with uncertain future has taught me few things. Never ignore any health concerns, no matter how small they are. Never take anything for granted in life, like health condition or family support. Never say die spirit. Eating small meals on time is important. Taking proper rest is essential. Stress is to be thrown out of the system as soon as possible. A small exercise regime can work wonders also. Never eat late at night or else ready to face the consequences. Take responsibility of your own health. Keep a positive approach in life. Mental health is as important as your physical health. Emotionally, it has been a roller coaster journey. Since being diagnosed is one thing and living with it is another, where it robs you out of your doing simple activities like cooking, driving on your own, social life, since you can't move out or invite as you used to do earlier, and most importantly, when you can't work anymore. I have had bouts of loneliness, depression, anxiety, and self-worth issues, especially after leaving my job. It seemed like I've lost my identity altogether. Social stigma is another factor which used to stress me out initially. Since your looks change, your personality change, and you are not so active as you were earlier. Also, being single in a society like India, mostly for health reasons, adds another dimension to it. But slowly and steadily, you have to pick threads and move forward. Also, this mission for my support group and NGO gives me enough motivation to handle all these stresses in life now. There are a couple of things which I would like to tell our fellow warriors. Take one day at a time. Try to accept situations and your condition. Though it's easier said than done, but taking slow and taking one day at a time helps. Stress would be there. Adopt strategies to manage stress. Or take outside help of professionals. Doctors would do their job. They will ask us to do regular visits and regular tests to monitor our condition. But we also need to make sure that we make small changes in our life, like lifestyle changes. Don't exert yourself or put too much pressure on yourself. Take proper rest during the day if you require that. Eat small meals on time. A small exercise regime too can work wonders. If you are not able to do exercises, start small with walking for 5 to 10 minutes and gradually with the help of experts, you can start exercising. Now, the Scleroderma Foundation US has collaborated with a yoga expert who conducts yoga and breathing classes for scleroderma patients. Take advantage of that. Start putting efforts to develop a support system for yourself. They could be your family members, friends, extended family, neighbors, or they could be anyone with whom you can reach out in case of any help, be it physical help or psychological help. Take responsibility for your own health. It's your own life. No one is going to come and lead our lives for us, but we have to do that for ourselves. Our family and caregivers and friends would be there, but you will have to take responsibility and lead to manage your life. You are not alone in this sclero journey. There is a support group or a family of sclero warriors. We are there to help you. Reach out to us.
So this was Neetu's story. A true she slays fighter indeed. We hope her story inspired you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host, Chaya Dabas, signing off. I will see you next week. Till then, take care and keep slaying.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.